Welcome to Their Business Life here on 97.1 Wash FM. I'm so excited that you're listening to me right now. There is some exciting stuff that I want to talk to you about today. Now, if you haven't already, please don't hesitate to email me at singh@rempower.com. I know many of you have been emailing me asking me for the free 30-day business plan course. Again, it's 2 to 4 minutes of video every day for 30 days. It's 8 minutes of writing. If you do that every day, you will have completed your 30-day business plan. It's great. But I wanted to get into the show today and really talk to you about a couple of things that I think are instrumental if you're going to be successful, period. It doesn't make a difference if it's in business or in life. There are two things that you have to be, and these are traits that I think, and I believe that we all, and I can only speak about myself, that these were two areas that were very difficult for me when I first started. I'm talking about my professional life, okay? So number one is organization, and if you have a pen and a paper, write that one down. Being organized is really the reason you can be successful. And I will tell you that when I first started, and it's a daily struggle for me, is that I have to be extremely organized so that if there is an issue or there's a problem, I have everything backed up, everything is clear. If I don't, I will have a huge mess on my hands. Now, I tell you this because I started a business. And that business went very well. I was marketing it very well. We were making great profits. And then all of a sudden, everything went to a halt because there were a couple of things. And these are all kind of intermingled, and you'll see this in a minute, okay? Organization is key. Number two is that you may trust people in your company, okay? But there's no need that you need to test them. So hopefully you can see those two words, trust and test. Trust people, but always keep an eye on what they're doing. And there needs to be a checks and balances so that you can see that everything is happening as it should. And if it's not, then you can know instantly and be able to rectify it. Rather than when the problem or issue arises, now you have to go backtrack and fix it, which is a pain, which is wasting your time and also wasting profits and money. And when I first started, I am a big person about delegation. But you have to delegate to people that are, number one, trustworthy. But number two is that they must be smart. They must be able to, and when I use that word smart, I want to define that. They have to be a problem solver, not a problem creator. You have to have people on your team, people in your company, people that are going to help you. Because here's the thing, you cannot do everything yourself. It's plain and simple. If you're going to do anything in life that allows you to make more profits, and here is my suggestion for those of you that are listening that are saying, I am not a businesswoman, I'm not a businessman. Well, here's the thing. Unless you are in a law firm and you are making tons of money because you're one of their top lawyers, and the next thing's going to help you with that, you still need to be able to be organized. There's no question about that. The more organized you are, the more successful you're going to be. Number two is you're going to have people that are working underneath you. So you need to be able to delegate to people, but you also have to have a checks and balances situation so that they have to be able to send it back to you. And you have to make what you are giving them very clear as to what the expectations are of them. And this is really important. If those expectations are not met, what will be the repercussions of that? What happens if they don't do what they're supposed to do? And it needs to be very, very clear what your expectation is of them, how they're going to be conveying that to you without calling you and spending your time, and how you're going to be able to access that information and make sure that everything is happening as it is supposed to occur. and you regularly are doing this on a weekly, daily basis, you're able to check everything. And when you see that there's an issue, you figure out what was the problem, and you figure out a solution to it, clearly. But the earlier you are in that process, you can be able to rectify it pretty quickly. And this all leads to my next point, which is communication. You have to be very, very strong in communication. Now, I want to stick on this principle of organization, delegation, checks and balances. And they all, I believe, are all tied together with this purpose of communication. If you can't, communication is the platform at which these other three principles lie on top of. Okay? You have to have the communication skills to be able to do the delegation, to be able to do the checks and balances. Okay? You have to be able to do that. You have to have the communication as the ground. And how do you become better as a communicator is the question. And I can tell you, when I first started, I was horrible in communication in many ways. Number one, I was horrible when I was presenting in front of a group. Why? Well, when I was earlier in my age, I'm talking about when I was in like third or fourth or fifth or sixth or seventh grade, I was horrible. I would stutter. I couldn't get a straight line out. I just could not do it. Wasn't good at keeping time. I wasn't good at talking from my heart and making people feel that. And so as a result, I continuously kept making mistakes when I was communicating that way. Okay, we're talking about in front of a big group. So that's number one. Number two, I was not clear as what I wanted from them because I just wanted it to be done and I didn't want to have to figure out how to do it. And I'm not necessarily saying that that's what your job is, but you should know how it needs to be done. And so that's where the one-on-one communication, so one-to-many versus one-to-one. Both areas, the way that I became better is, number one, I went to Toastmasters. It is an international organization, and they literally get together and people give speeches and they critique them and so forth and so on. It seems strange when you first go there, but I'll tell you that you come out a much better communicator because you start to understand that you must slow down, look at people in their eyes, and see if they're with you. And if they're not, then you need to figure out what you need to say so they can connect back to you. The connection is the most important part in communication, whether it be one-to-one or one-to-many. Doesn't make a difference. Here's the other one. When you're speaking to one-to-many, people should feel like you're speaking directly to them. Not at them, but to them. And that is if you can do that, if you can communicate on a regular basis and be able to build relationships on a regular basis, you will never be poor. This is true. You will never be poor because then you can do the delegation, which is what I spoke about before. You can find people that know more. You got the delegation, you got the checks and balances, and then you can be able to do whatever you want because you can build those relationships, send those people to the individual that is the expert, and then keep a checks and balances to make sure that it's always happening on time and it's supposed to happen as it's supposed to. But there's some things that you have to have that are underlying principles of who you are. And this is what I found. Number one is I was way too nice. Way too nice. I don't want to say anything to them. And I don't want to be negative because if you're negative, that's going to cause a horrible situation. So here's the thing. You cannot just go on the basis of being nice all the time and hoping people just get it. You've got to be, from your core, honest and truthful and be straight up with people. Because here's the thing, as much as you think that they're not doing a good job, they probably also think the same thing. So it's better you cut them loose. So as there's an old saying, hire slowly, fire quickly. Hire slowly, fire quickly. Hire slowly, determine whether they are good. Put them through a program, put them through some test. Determine what happens when they get stressed out. Determine what happens when they can't figure out a solution to a problem. How good are they on problem solving? How good are they thinking on their feet? These are pretty important things to do. For anybody in your staff. And here's the thing. People will say to me, oh, they're only going to be doing XYZ. But if they're not good, they're not good. I mean, recently I just made a call, but just before I started the show, and the person that picked up could not put a sentence together, literally. They just, it didn't sound professional, didn't sound like a company I wanted to work with. It was very haphazard, the way the person was talking. Oh, you kind of know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? This is literally the way he was speaking to me. And again, this is a business, and I'm calling the first time. So communication is really essential. And I hate to say it, but it's true. You get discriminated against based on the way you speak. So how did I do it? I did Toastmasters. That's number one. Number two, it sounds strange and crazy, but I did do this. I would watch C-SPAN on the weekend. And I would watch it with a notebook. And whenever there was a word that I thought, oh, that's a really good word, I love how she structured that sentence, I would write that down. And I would particularly watch the ones that were being done by authors, because authors can speak well. Because if you can write well, you can speak very well. And that's my next thing, is to read more. I mean, I find that most individuals think that reading is a chore, and you have to change that, because if you want to have people to respect you and believe that you all have some insight, you have to be reading, and then you have to be able to source the information that you're giving them so that they know that you're well-read. Because here's the thing, if you're well-read, then that means you're smart, and if you're smart, then that's somebody that I want to have some communication relationship with. Hopefully that makes some sense to you. You know, I hope for all of you that are listening to this show, because we are on very early in the morning. So either you're hungover from the night before, haven't even gone to sleep yet, or you have a really great work ethic where you get up really early in the morning and you listen to Their Business Life, and I love that. Either way, I hope more for you than you hope for yourself. I hope that you go out and you go out and do the best that you can do, because life is precious. Life is precious. You never know when life is going to end. You never know. I may be listening and speaking for 1 minute, and the next minute I'm gone. And I've seen it over and over in my life. I know people that they literally were, you know, in the, you know, the wife was downstairs and she was putting together lunches, and the sons were upstairs and getting ready for school. And then they hear this thump. They all run downstairs and mom's on the floor and she's had a brain aneurysm. She's already passed away. Gone. We have a very precious life, ladies and gentlemen. We have to take it and we have to use it for the best of our ability of who we, the best of who we are. Yes, is there stuff that we can do to make ourselves feel better during the days and the nights and the hours? Yes. But is that going to give you true excitement to be ecstatic about what you're doing? I don't believe so. I think it's going to cause just stress and anger and resentment. You have to, on a consistent basis, do a check-in. What does that mean? Do a check-in. Where am I today, emotionally, physically, spiritually? And where am I on what I believe in myself? And how strongly do I believe in myself today? Because here's the thing. Success is not driven by the amount of knowledge that you have. Success is driven by the ability of self-confidence that you have. Any one of these shows, American Idol, whatever those other shows are that now are like American Idols but different, the show should not necessarily be called American Idol. It should be called The Person That Believes in Themselves the Most Contest. Because you may have a ton of talent, but you're not able to show it to anybody because your nerves get the best of you. You get nervous and then you walk away. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Where you're done, you've done all the things you need to do, but it scares you that you're not going to be successful, so you don't even do it. You don't even try because you're too scared. Fear comes from one thing, ladies and gentlemen. It comes from when we were cavemen and cavewomen. You may have heard of me say this before, and if you have, then bear down. It's okay. I'm going to say it again. And as cavemen and cavewomen, we were scared that we were going to be eaten alive. That's what we were scared of, that some dinosaur was going to come up to us and we were going to be eaten alive. So what do we have to do today to make sure that we're not eaten alive? Nothing, because that's not a threat. But what our threat is that we are going to face rejection, failure. Here's the thing. The people that are most successful are the ones that are okay with rejection and failure. The reason that you do not hold higher standards for the people that are around you, hold higher standards for the people that work for you, hold higher standards for everything else around you is because you do not hold higher standards for yourself. I'm going to say that again because it's so important. If you do not have higher standards for the people that are around you, including your employees and your friends, the people that you connect with on a regular basis, you do not have higher standards for yourself either. Because you deserve better. You deserve better. And that's what I figured out. And that's when I said, you know what? I need to let go of my staff now because these people are not listening to me. They're not doing what they need to do. And I have lost money. I am now financially struggling. That's what where I was. I was financially struggling because I had a good business that was making good money, that was doing really good. But because I had trusted people to the extent that I was testing them, and they were failing the test because they were not able to be problem solvers. They were problem creators because then they would complain about things that they didn't know. You've got to have people that are in the right place. They have to be in the right energy. And if they're not, then they're not going to bring positivity to your business. You have to have people that have bought into your message, that have bought into you, that are fans of you, fans of your work, that love you, love the company, love it. I mean, to the point where they say, you would have to kill me first to have me leave. That's the thing. You've got to have the people that are around you love to be around you. You got to have people that are positive. You have to have people that are in the right energy space. And if they're not, they're going to bring you right down with them. And I will tell you this, when I first started this process of letting people go, it was difficult. I had to breathe in and breathe out, but then I had to just do it. And I'm going to tell you from the other side, you are so much more happier when you have let people go that were not really there for the right reasons, that were not smart, that didn't know how to take care of problems. Because that's one of the areas of issue that I had, was that nobody in my company was really a great problem solver. They didn't have this great communication ability to be able to communicate with people, figure out the problems, and put together the solution quickly so that the person would not even feel it. Here's the thing. You may have a problem that came up because that's just the way it is. You're going to have problems. But because of the way you spoke to them, the way you treated them, the way that you gave them more, that's why they came back to you. That's why they didn't feel problem or had a headache. And they said, oh, you know, that's no problem. I understand things happen. But can you, and you just let them know you're going to take care of it. There's not going to be an issue. We're going to take care of it for you. And you've got to have people that you can train, that are trainable, coachable, to get them to want to be able to do that. Some people are not coachable, not trainable at all. Not at all. They have these ingrained beliefs about certain things like sales. If you don't believe it's going to sell, it's not going to sell. If you don't believe in the product, it's never going to sell. You've got to believe in whatever you're doing. And whether that be your own business, that be your own, if you have a job, you've got to believe. You've got to believe. If you don't believe something bigger and better, you can't. If you, then you don't believe in yourself, and that's just going to be a very difficult process for you. And here's the thing. Be comfortable being uncomfortable. Be comfortable being uncomfortable. For me, it's like eating something that's very spicy. And for most people, it's, oh, it's too much. I can't even be able to, oh, I need water. I need something. Oh my gosh, my mouth is on fire. Me, on the other hand, I close my mouth and I literally just enjoy the experience of the spice. And of course, you know, I don't do it every day, but I do. I just enjoy it and I allow that ride to happen. The reason I say that is it's uncomfortable. You have to become comfortable being uncomfortable. That's the only way you're going to grow. That's the only way you're going to be making money. And here's the thing I want to say. Why do you do all of this is what people always ask me. Prabhuji, why do you do all this? Why do you keep doing more ventures? Why do you keep creating more businesses? Why do you keep trying to do more things and hiring more people? It's because I am driven from something underneath me that says you have the ability to do so much more to help and impact so many more people's lives. So stop believing the voices you have in your brain and start working in the way of your heart. Move with your heart. When I move with my heart, I will be able, I'm more focused, I'm genuinely there, I am helping people. But if I'm there with just my brain doesn't care. That's the problem. My brain does not care. And my brain will say, oh, just let it be, it will just happen by itself. But the truth is, it's not. It's not going to happen. Even if it happens by itself, it's not going to happen the way it should be. The level of expectations that I have. I want to just make a quick comment on the level of expectations thing here, is that you have to be able to hold people accountable when they're not doing the things. You don't get angry with them. You just say, look, this was what was agreed to. It hasn't happened. Why hasn't it? So you have to be able to have a clear communication with them. And you have to be also the place where you can let people go and not fret about it and not feel, oh my gosh, this person, I'm letting them go. I feel so bad. I feel, oh, can't not do that. Because the rest of your company deserves better. Because you cannot hurt the rest of the people because one person doesn't really want to follow the rules. And there's a reason for the rules. I always like to say that the rules are there to protect us, to make sure we don't have a problem. Because when you do not follow the rules, you have a lot of problems, you have a lot of issues, and then you have a lot of fear. Fear is horrible. And I want to say this about fear. You know, some people will say, fear is this, this, and this, and they'll put these acronyms and make these words and so forth about fear. Fear is just that you're scared. And you've got to be able to write that down in a notebook and say, I am scared right now because, and then list it all out. Then on the other side, you go ahead and write out why you shouldn't be fearful for those things. Why this is not true. It's just a phantom idea, belief in my brain that makes me feel scared. Pretty quickly, you're going to be able to do that. And you're going to be able to figure out that the fear that is underlying has no basis. It doesn't warrant, the amount of fear that you have is not warranted, and that you really just need to move on with your life. And fear can be really troubling. And so I really want you all to email me because, I want you to, number one, just the way to overcome fear, people say, just do it. Well, the way you just do it is you create this fire underneath you. And the way you create that fire is you literally will sign up, send me an email to sing, S-I-N-G-H, at rempower, rempower.com. Email me there, and I will send you the 30-day business plan course. Again, it's 2 to 4 minutes of video, 8 minutes of writing every day, and it is completely free. Free, F-R-E-E. The reason I'm doing it is because I want you to be successful. The more successful you are, the more successful I am, because that means what I'm doing is helping people. Because if I'm not helping anybody, then that's not going to be really great for my consciousness. You know, and I really believe in running consciousness business. That means meditating. That means really being conscious about what you're saying, who you're saying it to. The more conscious life that you can live, the more happy you'll be. It's when we do things emotionally and angry and resentment and frustration, that's when we get really hurt. It's true. We get very, very hurt when we get in those situations. So I would love to be able to thank our sponsor for the show, John Peterman from George Mason Mortgage, as well as Quantum Settlements out of Rockville. For the information for either one of these individuals, because they are great, they're going to save you money, they're going to do a great job for your home purchase. And if you're looking for an agent, please let me know. I have some great referrals to give you as well. So please email me at singh@remPOWER.com. Again, that's singh@remPOWER.com. Again, I want to give a great shout out to George Mason Mortgage, John Peterman. He is phenomenal. Lowest rates you'll ever receive, as well as Quantum Settlements. Now, there's a wonderful individual over there, Christina. She does a wonderful job and always makes for an amazing, smooth transaction. So again, if you're looking for a real estate agent, I'm more than happy to give you an amazing person that's going to help you to bring that next step in your life so you can get that dream home. With that, everybody, I'm so excited for you all. I look forward to seeing you here, same time, same place, here, right here on 97.1 Wash FM. Have a great one, everybody, and a great, amazing upcoming week.